The report claims that, following the fall of Mosul in 2014, an underground resistance network developed and went head-to-head with Islamic State or Daesh propagandists.
Really, the Daesh occupation was a primarily psychological occupation. That's what held people and paralyzed people.
Stevens, a former British Army officer, says key to penetrating that paralyzing fear was a radio station set up by two refugees. Radio Al-Qad is seen here hosting a singing contest for residents in 2017 as the battle for the city was at its height.
The radio show is a challenge in itself. What makes it different is that it showcases talent which comes out of pain.
Radio Al-Qad took calls from civilians living under Islamic State, who offered ground intelligence to coalition forces by providing a stream of information about potential targets, and even debated with IS commanders on air.
What they did was give people space to speak and give people space to debate, like a community radio station, giving people a shield against that permanent suffocating encroachment of Daesh's psychological control. From there, they got into a kind of a battle for the airwaves with Daesh and Daesh's own broadcast and radio station, and that culminated in them actually being in a dominant position.
Disparate resistance groups united under a meme, the Arabic letter M for Mukwama, or resistance, which began to appear on streets across the city. This image is taken from an Islamic State video showing an alleged member of the resistance being executed in front of the symbol.
People on their own initiative moved from that personal civil disobedience of listening to a forbidden radio station to actually conducting a graffiti campaign, if you like, on the walls of their city to show their presence and to give the impression of a greater presence than potentially they did. So it's psychological warfare.
That warfare ultimately undermined Islamic State's ability to survive.
Daesh ran out of fighters in a city of several hundred thousand people. They did that because their recruitment efforts failed. And that wasn't a foregone conclusion. That is because people had that psychological support and that psychological hope.
The battle on the airwaves for the hearts and minds of Mosul's population offers lessons for other conflict arenas, argues Stevens.
We're at risk of becoming not very good at doing this at all. And because we're losing a connection with local people through the conduct of remote warfare.
The report concludes that replicating the success of Mosul's non-violent resistance in other Islamic State enclaves is only possible with a sustained commitment and the freedom to interact directly with local actors. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.